Want to roll dice with your favorite Bad GM? Check out starplaying.games and search for Bad GM Dan. You can join me for some Warhammer Fantasy roleplay, possibly some Pathfinder 2nd Edition, Starfinder 2nd Edition, maybe even some Marvel Multiverse RPG. You know, just like any RPG, the limit is only your imagination. Check out startplaying.games to book me however you want, or join a game that I'm already running. I hope to see you there, and we'll roll some dice together.
The Professional Casual Network has gear. If you're looking to get some sweet merch from Beards, Ears, and Skulls, Grim Podcast, A Perilous Adventure, Arachne, and Infinity Podcast, or a whole lot more, you can check out streamlabs.com/professionalcasualnetwork1/merch. Also, don't go to Built Bar anymore. They're not a sponsor, and they're dead to us, so head over to monumenthobbies.com and use code PROFESSIONALCASUAL at checkout for 5% off every single order you possibly, you know, like, order for, like, paints and board games and stuff. Right? Thanks!
Oh, hello. This is Mina Fisher, Town Guard. The podcast you're about to listen to is part of the Professional Casual Network. To find more podcasts like this, visit professionalcasual.com.
Pregnant unicorns.
Pregnacorn.
That's creepier than what I said.
Papa 304, pregnant unicorns. Right now,
pregnant corn.
Pregnant that corn. Sounds like it could be one of the medical commercials. Get pregnant corn today.
Don't take if you're allergic to pregnant corn.
Side effects of pregnant corn may include pregnancy,
rainbows,
unicorns,
horns in wrong places,
rainbows in wrong places. Erectile dysfunction.
See, it was kind of spit take from Jeff there.
In Wrong Places has got to be like one of the most low-key, unexpected, haunting suffixes for any sentence.
In Wrong Places. And I'll deny it.
Back to that.
All back.
Oh, well, no, who's not y'all. Denying it? Everybody's gone to patreon.com/professionalcasual. Boom. Our King Ding Doppeldongers, Enmity, Tau, Iron Maze, and X-Paxis, thank you so much. As well as our professional cake sitters, Dagna, Briar Mage, Cider Drinker, Kilted Sparky, Quacku, Random Guy, Cliff Jumper, Velicinda, Pagan Prince, David, Handsome Andy, Brooks, Chris Dillard, Cord, Bastion, Bangarang, Dravix, and Chiron. As well as at the time of recording, our newest member, Matthew Verdier.
Hi, Matthew Verdier.
Verdier.
Spell it.
Yeah.
M-A-T-H-I-E-U.
Matthew.
Okay. V-E-R-D-I-E-R. So probably Verdier.
Verdier.
I was going to say, it's probably not in English and or not what we think it is.
Rarely what we think it is.
Mm-hmm. Let us know how to pronounce your name in the Discord if you're on there, Matthew. Thanks.
Yes, yeah. Even if we did say it right, please pronounce it the wrong way so we can do it wrong every time.
Wrong answers.
Oh. Are you going to wimp low us?
If they pronounce it wrong and I do my normal thing and just pronounce things wrong, I might accidentally say it right.
Whoa.
Right?
Yeah. I'm trying to, yep. Yeah, that's intentional by my
mispronunciation.
Mm-hmm. We got a new voicemail.
Where can they send those names?
You can send the names to the, you know, leave a voicemail at 603-803-3235.
Oh, yeah, here's a voicemail. Who's it from? I don't know.
I was just listening to the podcast, Grim and Perilous Podcast. And it's pretty awesome, but mostly I just want to call and say 603-803-3235.
Ah! Love
thank
that.
You. That was fun.
I didn't even say who it was.
I liked that.
Hey, thanks.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks,
and
guy.
I love you.
Not Uncle Paxis?
Yeah.
That was
that's
so
weird.
I like it when it changes up. It always surprises me because then I'm like, ooh, who is this?
I feel like we were all waiting for him to do the call it
yeah.
at the end that none of us said it.
Uh-huh.
Aw, we have a jingle. It's a catchy jingle.
Yeah. And Tim nailed it like the first time we used the number on the show.
What was that look for, Tim?
I was
the beginning.
Trying to make P.O. Box G into a word that also wouldn't make it obvious that it was just P.O. Box G. West Oneonta, New York, 13861. And I was sounding it out. And then I realized you were looking at me, sounding it out.
Uh-huh.
And then I was like, oh, hey.
That's what I thought happened, but it was like, oh, hey. That was a good expression.
Wow.
It's hard to catch Tim unawares. And when you do, it's quality.
Yeah.
I was into it. You gotta,
when you see the thinking face, that's when you gotta, his guard is down.
Mm-hmm.
I stare really hard at that point.
And after 300 episodes of this, 160 episodes of Lost Omens, and 70 episodes of Southlands, and 26 episodes of Doomstones, and all the other little things.
How many episodes of Elite Eight Showdown?
I recorded one episode of Elite Eight Showdown with you.
That's right.
I was going to say, after all that, I know your thinking face.
Huh?
He doesn't, apparently, but that's okay. He never really looks at himself when he's thinking.
Trying to think. How many episodes of Elite Eight Showdown there might have been?
Like 108? It was for a couple years.
Yeah.
There's definitely over 100. I don't think it got to 150.
I don't think it got to 150 either.
I guarantee the minute this episode drops, someone will know exactly how many episodes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So stop thinking so hard about it. Save your brain.
Oh, that reminds me. I had a message from X-Paxis the other day.
Yeah, we just listened to it in the last
episode. He messaged me on Discord, and he said some things. Oh, where'd it go?
Dan lost it.
The top of my legs are very cold.
Oh, man.
Just that part.
Mm.
Right above the knee. I don't like
it. Put on a full Titus.
Oh, yeah. He sent me like a really nice message, and he said, "Too sappy? Don't care. Be well, my friend, and give a hug to your beautiful wife and kids, and a hearty handshake to the big bald guy. Tell him I'm still anticipating."
Now, remember, he said, give a hug to your beautiful wife and kids. So you're limited to one hug. You got to get all of them.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
All one go.
I'll do that tomorrow. I gave Tim the hearty handshake.
Okay. Do not hug me until tomorrow. Otherwise, that counts as the hug.
No, the hug from X-Paxis will be tomorrow.
It has to be
you and the kids, though. Mm-hmm.
Fine.
He was very specific. Yep. One hug, all three of you.
Okay.
I love him.
He's a good dude.
Unless you hate X-Paxis, in which case, I guess just throw those hugs out wherever.
Right? Just do what you want.
Don't even insinuate that. That's ridiculous.
It can't be insinuated.
Tim is so happy right now, so I'll destroy it by reminding you of this strange buzzing sound you heard.
Lore beasts.
Coming towards the picket. Please.
Not gonna work.
I'm pretty sure Mina's going to bed, so good night.
Yeah, I'm actually excited for this. I love these things.
Right? Yeah, do a lore beast. Do a challenging lore beasts. Let's see if you've ever heard anything like this before.
Yeah, I'll do a challenging lore beast so Dan can tell me that you know very well, Green Worm, it's not a beast.
Let's see how big I'm expecting.
Yeah, it's
negative two.
Yeah, it's flying.
It sounds like big wings.
Great.
Can I do a lore, rip those wings off of it, and put them on Mina?
Ooh. So it says, as evening approaches, a shout sounds from the picket line as a guard spots something in the pass. A strange buzzing noise echoes off the mountain walls, grating on the character's ears. Flying high above the mountain stream is a hideous beast. A bloated black insect at least 10 feet in length. Its round belly is covered in yellow pustules, and writhing tentacles slither out from between its mandibles. Sitting between its wings is a putrid figure clad in tattered robes, bile streaming from a dozen open wounds.
This is really gross.
He pauses and tosses something into the stream, gurgling, "Catch it!" in a phlegm-filled voice. He then turns and flies back up the pass.
I do not think you should catch it.
How far away is this thing?
He never got, like, super close. You want to try to shoot him?
Yeah.
You're asking?
It's kind of her thing.
What's the penalty for shooting at, like, extreme range? Minus 20?
You do know my range is, like, 150 yards, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So extreme range is just more than that.
I thought extreme range just meant that you didn't wear a helmet.
Shooting at extreme range up to 3 times weapon range is very hard.
So Yeah, you can try to shoot him at minus 30.
Just from where I'm standing, like, how far away is he? Is this thing, whatever it is? Like where's the river in orient to where we are?
So he didn't even come, like, to the picket line. He stayed a little ways back and shouted this thing. You know, he shouted, catch it, and then he throws something into the stream that runs down under the picket line, under the picket wall, and then into, like, through the camp here.
So it came from the brass keep?
Yeah.
Did we actually see it come from the brass keep?
No, because people didn't notice till he was close-ish, but you see him, he starts buzzing back towards the brass keep.
I have a feeling that that was probably some kind of explosive or something.
I am not willing to waste an arrow shooting after it if it's that far away.
And we should probably intercept it before it enters the picket.
Or the water
supply.
Can
I determine if it's an explosive from a distance?
You can't really, like, you can't really tell what it was. It just looks like some object. He was far enough away.
Solid.
Okay,
round.
You said to catch it.
Meaty with limbs.
What?
What does it look like when it falls? Is it solid? Is it round? Is it like a body falling?
Okay, it does look like kind of roundish and solid. Probably splashes into the water and you can see it floating towards you.
Do explosive float.
I'm going right up to it.
Yeah.
So as it floats closer, it crosses the picket line underneath it. Can be like waiting right there. Emmeline is there as well.
Green Warden is not right there.
No.
Nah, we're gonna be backed up.
And
more for the rest of us.
Bow drawn.
You grab it, Webby.
Yep.
I wouldn't mind casting a spell first, actually.
A spell.
Do I have to tell you?
Yeah.
Protection from rain.
Okay. Please miscast.
Feels
right
like
now.
A draft coming in. I don't know.
It's going to last for, like, a day.
Wow, that's a long time.
Yeah, it's toughness bonus hours. So if I triple that, it's like a bunch of hours.
It's probably because all it does is protect you from rain.
Well, I just reread the spell just to make sure, because when I heard the postulates things, I was like, oh, maybe he's going to, like, poop all over us or something. And it does protect against effects that are similar to water falling from the heavens.
I saw you just looking it up a minute ago.
Yeah.
So you, as soon as it crosses underneath the palisade, within arm's reach, you can tell it's, you know, the head of a Skaven with runes carved into its skin.
I actually really expected it to be like something like that. I was like, this probably isn't something bad. This is probably them returning some dude from the picket or a rag eye.
Yeah, do I recognize this runic head face?
Does it match the pickaxe?
Does it match the pickaxe?
Do the runes match the runes of the pickaxe?
Oh, no, no. So the runes, you see...
Do the runes match the drapes?
Oh, my God.
I will say Webby wouldn't recognize these runes. It's clearly meant to be some kind of message carved into, like, the face of this rat.
Can I lure dark magic it?
Webby's got it right now, so that's kind of up to him.
Oh, now I'm good then.
Get your own.
Get your He's not allowed to. That's what you mean.
Perhaps we should show Astrid's husband.
The cannon's husband?
Yeah.
Oh! Yeah, fair.
Emmeline is like, get it in a sack, burn it right away. Ouch.
Well, hold on.
Need to destroy that.
No, fair. Can I read it real quick? It might say something. Magic.
Read it. It's a head.
Well, yeah, but it's got words on it. Yeah. Wait, can I see it? I don't want to touch it, but can I look at it with my eyes?
Catch this. Yeah, I suppose it's some sort of like peace offering. Like, yeah, we don't like them either.
I think it could be. Maybe these are nice guys.
Catch this.
One of the soldiers tosses Lucky a like burlap sack.
Yeah.
I don't want to hold
Thank
this.
Thank goodness. I've been tired of looking at that mug.
You're so good with the burns. He's on fire and smoking. I do meet Lucky.
You don't even know who Lucky is. My name is Jerry, first off. And Green Warden, would you do the honors of putting that bag over that head?
I take the bag.
She said she wasn't going to go over there.
I know, I'm further back.
Mm-hmm. She was just saying she was going to do it.
Oh, she said head in a bag.
What does it say? I rolled a 3.
Webby just said he put the head in the bag.
Well, Lucky had the bag, so Lucky can... You rolled a 3 for...
Lord Dark Magic.
Lord Dark Magic. I'll allow it here. It says a...
No, whisper it to me. They don't get to know.
Language, Dark Tongue. No one's ever going to have that, so... You have something I can write on?
Discord.
That works, I think. That doesn't work.
Here, have Shaper's character sheet.
No, I don't want to do that.
Here, I have this thing that says Ben on it.
Oh, that works.
Insult to injury, right?
Well, I mean, Webby did tell him to put his, throw the bag over his head. Right. So we can use Ben's, like, gift card, I guess.
Yeah.
It's not actually worth money, don't worry.
That's so nice of Bruno. Yeah, it's nothing important. What?
So you let him, you have the bag as well.
Yeah, then put the head in the bag.
Put the head in the bag.
Huh? Yeah, he was being a nice guy. He gave us a gift.
That's gross. I mean,
it seems like it might be a peace offering. Like, you know, game recognizes game. Keep the other ones out. These guys crossed a line, but we don't want any more trouble.
Very legitimately, they might have thought that they were helping us by taking all those out. It literally just says a gift from Papa Nurgle. Like,
look, it is a great gift. I'm sorry, who is it from?
Papa Nurgle?
I'm not familiar with that R&B artist.
I'm not positive if we are either.
You would all get like a weird tingly sensation if you say that out loud, and like anybody near, like Emmeline actually spits on the ground when you say that.
Is that like a, is that like the king of that castle or something? Maybe it's like a general.
Maybe we just burn it and move on.
Sure.
It's a gift.
It is. We would burn be rude. Gifts. Yeah.
It's Dennis behavior.
I mean, certain types of gifts, so if it's a candle, you burn it.
Oh, that's true. So, that's true.
That's true.
Yeah. Or a torch.
So what you're saying is I should make this head into a candle.
And who was it that spit on the ground?
Emmeline.
So, like, very legitimately, as far as burning it, though, like, don't these things, like, have a bunch of diseases and funk in the air? Couldn't that be bad?
Best way to destroy it is fire.
I mean,
I can attest to
I'm
that,
not
yeah.
an expert on that.
So. I am an expert on that.
Okay. Something that Ulrichans and Sigmarites can agree on.
That's right.
Okay.
Yes. From a practical health standard, you burn the bodies to avoid plague in a city.
Cleanse it with fire.
Okay.
And this is clearly some from the plague father that they worship. We need to destroy it as soon as possible before it infects everybody.
I'm not stopping anyone from burning this. Who wants to burn it?
Burn.
So one of the soldiers comes over and he stabs the head with the spike of a halberd.
A little close, but okay.
And he just like carries it over to a fire they have lit, because there's just kind of fires all over the place for people to keep warm, and drops it in there. And the fire like whooshes up for a moment in like green and brown flames, and then drops back down to normal as it burns.
I never thought I'd see a brown flame.
No.
Yeah. You know, now that I'm thinking about it, it's possible that because we killed one of their own, they might think that we're allied with the Skaven.
It doesn't self-defense, though.
And that they just meant it a threat.
Oh. When we have received messages as gifts before, it is normally because we have killed them or those around them, or vice versa.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Emmeline, are you gonna be okay here at the picket if we go, out investigating as is our brand?
I've been okay here for quite a while.
Right, but like how often has one of them things rode over here and like, you know, hung out for a bit?
I will admit that since you've shown up, things have been a bit different.
Yeah, it's our fault. Good point.
Yeah.
Evidence suggests. No, she yeah, she says that, but not... She doesn't seem to say it with any, like, malice towards you.
Yeah, no, we were very clear that we came here investigating something like this awful happening, and then it happened, so we were certainly on the right path.
Right.
All right. Well...
I mean, we saw we saw the massacre at the gates, right? Mm-hmm. The four of us are not going to be able to do anything against Chaos Warriors or a whole platoon like that.
No.
But we can investigate the weapon that the Skaven have.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So just from a pure numbers perspective, I think that's where our energies are best spent, especially since they're already sending a missive back to Midnight.
Yeah. We didn't actually go to sleep. Is this in the morning or this was at night? I'm sorry.
It's like dusk.
Okay. So yeah, I think we... Oh, but we slept all day.
You like rested and you could have like taken an ill because you were woken up in the middle of the night. So
yeah,
you could have taken a nap.
We hadn't slept yet and we had two fatigues apiece. I had two fatigues anyway.
But I just meant like we're not leaving tonight in the dark.
No,
right?
No, I'm not traveling at night.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Especially in the mountains. You know, that's a really bad idea.
Yeah.
Hildegund comes over and she says, so you plan on taking your leave tomorrow?
Yeah, if that's cool.
Well, you're free to leave whenever you wish. I'm just curious, what is your destination? This Lost Dwarf Hold?
Yeah, if that lightning came from there and that's what blew up the side of the Brass Keep, then I think that's where our attention needs to go and stop that from happening again.
Yes, please. I can't imagine. I saw it, but I still can't believe it. Something, Degny said that it's impossibly far away for a weapon to have done that. Mm-hmm. But if anybody can figure something out like that, it's the Skaven. They do impossible things all the time. They eat warpstone.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's crazy.
I didn't know that part, but that's wild. All right.
Sometimes they grind it into a powder and sniff it up their snouts.
Really?
And you know this how?
That one make them sneeze?
I don't
think
so.
What's the next step? Do you know the recipe?
No, I've just heard rumblings.
Do you have any information on that? The area in between here and there and that old dwarven hold or whatever?
I don't know anything about Carrick Skig specifically, but I have done some of my own scouting and talked with many people here that have scouted around the area. We know there are a number of dangers, goblins, trolls, other natural creatures. We've seen wyvern nests.
What's a wyvern?
Kind of like a dragon, but they don't have arms.
Ah, so it's a bitch.
And they have a venomous bite.
Oh. Okay.
So it's a bitch. And she said, between you and me, she kind of leans towards Lucky. She says, the goblins, they can actually be reasoned with. They can be bargained with.
I knew it. It was
so
good in there.
Don't let any Sigmarite or dwarf hear it, but if you're willing to trade intoxicants in order to obtain the rite of passage, they can prove honorable. And she says this like out of Mina's earshot.
That's... I always assumed they were reasonable individuals that just wanted to get messed up. So,
yeah. I would not say they're reasonable, but...
But honorable, if you
can bribe them in a way.
Okay. Not to... I mean, do you guys have a bunch of liquor or something we can bring?
I believe you would have to purchase that from the quartermaster.
I mean, sure, but it's there to buy?
Some, yes.
Okay.
We keep some. We try to limit libations.
Right. Yeah, no, I know. Are there other intoxicants that you think they might want? I don't know any other intoxicants besides, you know, that.
I would assume alcohol.
Okay.
Usually works.
And that's some moonflower, but it's probably too rich for their blood.
Yeah. You can distill it, make like a sparkling moonflower seltzer or something.
The other thing that troubles me, though, is watching, based on your accounts and from the scout and what I was able to see myself, their assault on Brass Keep makes no sense tactically.
No.
They never stood a chance.
No.
You said there were hundreds, thousands of these things. Mm-hmm. And they were wiped out by a handful of the blighters.
Yeah.
I can't.
They want some near, they're agitating something.
Maybe.
They're trying to draw them out so they can get inside.
Or like assessing.
But why do they care about the Brass Keep if they're set up in Carrick Skig with this weapon that has apparently miles of radius?
Well, they were taking readings and stuff, so they're obviously testing something out.
And we have
to use elsewhere
maps that they have used before with like locations X'd out and whatnot, and you know, perhaps they're like, you know, doing some kind of like cartography, and perhaps they need that location to build something to further strengthen whatever weapon it is they have or something.
I mean, it seemed pretty far-fetched before, but when we were talking about them literally shooting the moon, like,
yeah,
if they're legitimately trying to build a weapon and shoot it from a place to hit, what's the fucking name of that winky moon?
Morslab?
Morslab?
Morslab. That's...
The shooting over call him Schlab.
10 miles through the mountains is already impossible enough. Shooting the moon? That has to be thousands of miles away.
Obviously, they're already considering and trying things that were previously thought to be impossible.
That is a fair point.
And if the Brass Keep is already, you know, a hotbed of chaos energy, you know, magnified up into the sky, you know, what is 10 miles magnified times...
Whatever they have in there.
Yeah.
The thing they got from Vickendorf was the size of like a bunch of kitchen tables. Just imagine what they got in there.
Yeah. Mm. So I would not be surprised. I think that they were on a fact-finding mission, and you know how Skaven have no regard for the lives of themselves or their brethren. They do not care.
It's very true. Yes, I can't decide if this, the mastermind behind all this, is a fool or wanted the army to shatter. As we saw, they weren't even well equipped. We shot them down with crossbows. They weren't even wearing armor.
No. If this move was tactical and it drew all of the Chaos Warriors out, but they are tunneling in, they've taken all the warriors from inside, placed them outside. That leaves the inside vulnerable if they tunneled in and under to get in, to get wherever they want out.
And we saw an active mutiny while we were there, too. A bunch of, like, underling worker ones, like, overtake one of their taskmasters. So,
oh, yes. Skaven are always fighting each other.
Yeah.
I think Myrmidia.
They're like cannibals.
But on a battle line like that?
What
like
could be in there that they want?
A huge thing of warp stone.
Just like the last one they took from the other location you mentioned.
Right.
They very well could have warp stone in there. Could be part of the reason why the Blighters have been able to live for so long.
Yeah.
Right.
Warpstone does strange things, and if you're one that worships the power behind it, it might actually be beneficial instead of just mutations.
What if they've just been in there protecting it the whole time, and that's why they've never come out and overrun anything?
Right.
If the Warpstone you saw before is what powered the lightning now, then they took a new, bigger one that has been making this keep the way it is.
Right.
And they've added that power to the weapon over in Carrick's Gig. Think about that range.
Yeah.
Might get kind of close to moon territory is what you're saying.
And if they're going to tunnel in from the bottom or whatever to steal it, kind of like they did in Wittgenstein, then shooting it from the side and, like Green Warden said, bringing everyone out front. Maybe it's not necessarily a distraction, but is a distraction.
Certainly was a successful distraction.
Yeah.
Yes.
Skaven, as far as we understand, breed rapidly. Mm-hmm. Losing 1,000 of their... Clan rats might be nothing to them. Yeah. This Carrick Skig is almost certainly just a warren.
And who knows, like these Skaven who were sent out, they might even not know the actual plan. You know, they probably did not know that they were going to their deaths.
They know what they need to know, likely. Mm-hmm. Yes. I don't know much about their society, but what I've been able to find out is that they live very structured hierarchy.
Yeah.
It might not be solely Skaven that are behind these plans. The existence of a weapon suggests a bit more in the way of mechanical engineering than the Skaven are generally capable of. Also, we have seen them ally with various cults.
Yes, so didn't you say they were...
It's not impossible that there might be some human element there as well.
That's true.
Or even Dwarven. We don't know much about the ruins there, right?
Well, and we do know they've been working with the cults. I mean, all the way back in Bogenhofen, right? They had a bunch of these maps and stuff planned out. They had the Barren Hills on that map when we got to the observatory. I mean, all this stuff and the... What was the... What do you call that when the moon lines up in a certain way?
Eclipse?
Kind of, but like the study of it. Remember found all those books where they were plotting courses and all those places and stuff?
Tracking the movements of Morslab is like viewed as impossible, but you found a couple different like maps, like looking at like triangulations and whatnot, and like working on plotting out the path.
So waiting for it to line up and working with a bunch of chaos cults, especially if they all hate each other in the first place.
Mm-hmm. Do you still have these maps?
No.
Where are they?
I don't know. Maybe we have them.
I don't remember.
I don't either.
Listeners.
Green Warden wants to look at maps.
And Emmeline's like, oh, maps. That's right. And she kind of like jogs off to the big building.
Yeah.
Everything I've had has been confiscated so many times, I have no idea what I got anymore.
I honestly don't remember. You probably did lose it all in Bogenhofen. No, that would have been way after Bogenhofen.
No, but maybe when we got to Middenheim.
Yeah. Yeah, because that stuff would have looked chaotic and been taken. Mm-hmm. hold on. So you plan on traveling through the mountains to this Carrick's Gig?
Yeah.
Sure. As long as we find no value in following that tunnel into the Brass Keep to see where it goes.
I can't imagine that would be
safe or
anything fun. Other than certain death.
Yeah.
Carrick's Gig then.
If they're planning on getting more juice for their weapon, might as well take it out at the source, right?
Right.
Before the juice gets there.
Rather than go after the ammo.
Yeah.
Yes. Like I said, I've spent a little bit of time in these mountains. Say, make sure you have something flammable on you at all times. Mm-hmm. Source of heat, obviously, but also that there's definitely trolls in these hills.
And what do they do?
Trolls? They'll eat you.
Oh.
But fire, trolls can regenerate their like wounds almost immediately.
Okay.
But if you burn them with fire, it stops it.
All right.
Okay.
So you're talking to the right people. Don't you worry about fire.
Having a source of fire will almost, will certainly increase your chances of survival.
Okay. They're like kind of goblins or whatever?
Well, goblins will burn.
They're much larger than goblins.
Trolls are?
Yes.
Okay, so like orcs?
Bigger. Like,
like the size of an ogre.
Ah.
Stronger even than an ogre.
Than an ogre?
Than a usual ogre.
Nothing is stronger than an ogre.
I mean,
Green Warden, have you fought trolls before?
I avoid it when I can.
Horrible creatures.
But
they
you know
also
what they look like.
Yes.
They also what?
Maybe vomit. Even point them out if we're heading toward a troll hive. Do they go in hives?
No.
Oh.
Sometimes they travel in mobs, sometimes they travel solitary. It's impossible to predict.
But they're not reasonable like ogres are.
No. They're not intelligent in that way.
Oh, okay.
They believe they can communicate with, they're usually around goblins and orcs, like you said, but they don't believe they have a language.
Okay.
But no, they have a highly corrosive vomit.
Oh.
Yes.
Okay.
That's gross.
Incredibly deadly.
Ew.
All right.
Hang on. Vomit is organic material.
Not like rocks.
That if someone had a stupid fake spell that blocked organic matter from being projectiled.
Unless
that could potentially be useful.
Unless
I feel like the last
troll,
time I did that, someone got real mad at me.
Unless the troll had eaten rocks.
Oh, that's
true. Just vomits up a stream of rocks.
That would hurt.
You know, all the acidic stuff gets blocked and the rocks get through. Just pelted with gravel.
Webby, I know you think my magic is goofy and also awesome, but
stupid.
I think I might actually have multiple spells that would protect against that.
Stupid.
No, come on. I was being facetious. You're not supposed to actually be useful.
Does that rain spell apply?
That's what I was thinking.
Yo.
This affects rain, hail, sleet, and snow, and any similar water falling from the heavens, but not standing water.
Yeah, I don't like that one.
It's wet, ain't it?
It says the creature can spew a stream of corrosive corruption, dousing its opponents in foul, semi-digested filth.
That's disgusting.
Semi-digestive. That sounds organic to me.
Yeah.
I love that description of it. The vomit trick.
I'm sure.
Oh, so gross.
I'm sure it counts as a missile.
You've suffered from this once before.
Yeah, but that
Tim has in a different game.
Yeah, but that was when we were like settling the Southlands. And thankfully, we're not going south to any lands. Oh, sure, that too.
That was good. Good attempt.
Yeah.
She said, yes, most people here have some experience. I understand they take turns scouting out. Others might have information for you that I'm not privy to.
So tomorrow morning, I'm assuming we're leaving tomorrow morning. Could we meet with them and maybe an escort for a little bit? Especially if they're more familiar with the terrain.
I don't think they have the numbers to provide us an escort. Given
I'm not saying like 20 people. I'm saying like one or two scouts that know the way.
I'm sure we could have.
This is why we have a scout on payroll.
Bors?
I don't know this place at all.
Yeah, he doesn't know this place at all, man.
Well, how will you get to know it if you don't try?
Well, I was going to go with you.
You see what I'm up against.
He said hazard pay yesterday, so.
Yeah, sure. You'll definitely live through this.
You will earn it, definitely.
Emmeline comes back out with a map that's like rolled up, and she opens it up and shows you. It's essentially very similar to the map that we've been using to show like the area around Vindenheim. And she says, okay, lots to look out for. Some of this has been mapped out. We haven't ever been able to do any serious cartography in this area. It's dangerous. There's she like points to a spot near between here and Carrickskig. Says this is the haunt of the deaf bats.
It's like a clan or something?
Of goblins, yes.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yes. Very deadly. Lots of them. They live down inside the mountain somewhere. But we've never had the numbers to go push them out. They don't venture forth too often, but
okay.
We've lost a number of scouts to them over the years.
Mm. All right.
And we'll have to pass through that territory to get to Carrickskig?
You can. You could take a little bit longer and go around the Deaf Bats territory, but that's completely uncharted.
Can I
don't think we can take the extra time.
I was like,
it seems like a...
Yes.
Especially Webby would know as well that you can max go 2 miles an hour with Mina.
Can I have a horse?
We left our horses down below.
So you could take the horses for a while, but... These passes are going to require climbing at some point. Oh, horses are not going to be... You could use them in the foothills here, then you'd have to let them go.
Guys, I will just stay here. I don't want to climb.
Backup character.
I'm going to die.
Well, I'm probably not dying.
Could I do a navigation check to have a conversation with Emmeline about the area of the map, what it would look like, and so I know to orient ourselves?
Yeah, give me an average.
No getting lost. Positive 4 success levels.
Wow. Okay. So you have a good conversation with her. She knows the lands like right near the picket really well. She's gone out and done scouting herself. She's ventured a little bit into the higher mountains. So looking on the map here, you can see right where it says territory of the Deaf Bats Goblins.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Oh, it's Deaf Bats. Okay, I was like, is that a different name all of a sudden?
Now they spelled it away.
Yeah.
D-E-F.
It's very orky. As far as she knows, you can take a path around their territory, but it brings you into more dangerous, you know, mountain climb and terrain. She said there's a greater chance of things like rock slides. Especially where we haven't charted at all, you might run into things. One thing that's very dangerous are hidden drops, where the snow is covered over, built up over time, but there's not actually ground beneath it. Obviously very dangerous. Some of these places you might suffer from altitude sickness as well.
If we went around the Deaf Bat territory.
Potentially through it as well. It depends on the individual. Some people tolerate it better than others.
What's altitude sickness?
Something happens as you go higher up in the mountains. It messes with your brain and makes you think slower and get confused easily. And some people get real dizzy from it and feel nauseous.
It's because it's closer to the magic. It's like bunk beds, but
yeah, you probably won't notice any difference,
yeah,
Lucky.
I don't think so.
I cannot afford to think any more slowly.
Yeah, that's really gonna hamper you hard. Yeah. Okay, so it sounds like we have our basic choice here is whether or not we find a bunch of goblins who may or may not be amenable to inebriation.
That we may or may not destroy, regardless of their drunk.
Yeah. Oh, I forgot we have Greenworn. I'm not making any friends ever.
Not green ones or not.
I forgot.
And everyone except for Green Warden definitely dies. So which of them is more problematic? Is a bunch of goblins or a mountain? I honestly think that my chances are better with goblins.
Yeah, I agree.
Yes.
Yes, if you one slip and you could fall 2-3 yards. It's deadly.
One slip, one push from a... Well, 2 yards of fall damage? Party member?
It's freaking terrifying.
I will tell you, in the rules for this part, there are... They have in the rules, you could fall D10 yards or even 2D10 yards. Which actually sounds terrifying.
Oh my god. I'm more nervous because of how much Tim just laughed.
Yeah.
I fell down a waterfall once. We good.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, let's see. Oh, you fell off the cliff. 11 yards.
Oh, God.
That's 33 damage plus a D10.
Remember when I got rat swarmed the last episode? I think I'm good.
Oh, yeah.
For a gun.
Any way you go is going to be dangerous.
Mm-hmm. And perilous.
As well as...
And grim.
It'll be grim and perilous. As well as frigid. Many of these mountains have never experienced anything other than winter.
Oh, I've been traveling with Webby and Greenworn for a little while now. I am very used to frigid.
I'm not frigid. I'm cantankerous. There's a difference. Look it up.
I would not be able to find cantankerous in anything.
He couldn't spell it if he tried, Webby.
Yeah.
I would rather take out some greenskins on the way if we're going to go in this direction.
Yeah,
I find it
take them out for a nice meal and some drinks and make them honorable friends. I agree, Greenworn.
And then stab
very
them
in their
sleep, correct. I find it very interesting that this Carrick's gig place is so close to where the griffin was from the other direction.
Do dwarves like griffins? Is that something they do?
Who?
Dwarves and griffins?
They don't really have anything to do with each other.
Do you know of any known sightings or nesting places of griffins in the mountains?
There are some here and there. Yes, they typically nest not in the highest elevations, but usually below the snow line.
That one got corrupted.
Our griffins
have a pretty decent guess.
Yeah, are griffins like good guys? You know what I mean? Like
they're territorial, but generally, if you stay away from their nests, they won't outright attack.
What about
usually?
What about wyverns?
Oh no, they will. Eat you on sight.
They're cantankerous?
They're predatory.
Absolutely. Okay. Yes. Griffins are as well, but they tend to be less hostile.
Okay.
More defensive, less offensively eat you. I'm thinking more along the lines of how could a Skaven have gotten close enough to a griffin to mutate it? But if they are nesting in the area of Carrick's Gig, that is how they got access to one.
Lucky, give me challenging intuition test.
Average, you said?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's 2.
2 positive?
Yeah.
Why are you looking at me like that?
Because you said challenging, and I said average, you said, and then you said yes.
Oh, I did say challenging. Would it be a pass that is challenging, or?
No.
No?
2 success levels on average.
Okay. You, listening to all this, putting all these things together, you have the most experience with mutations.
I have no idea what that means.
Living in Vickendorf is.
Oh, yes. Did. Those weren't mutations. Those are just feet fish.
Oh, didn't your mom mutate and then get lynched by the town?
Yes, and my cousin and my fiance and my
was
sister.
Also your cousin?
And my other cousin, fiance, yeah.
You are well aware that Warpstone can cause mutations.
Yeah. I'm waiting for it to happen to Webby.
Yeah, I know somebody brought that up in the Discord today, and I was like, oh, you're right. I should be. You should be making tests all the time. I forgot.
Guess who's rolling soon?
You figure if this thing, this weapon, is powered by Warpstone.
Yeah, probably corrupt.
It seems like it would make sense that it wasn't so much close to the griffin, but they must have shot the griffin with this thing and it mutated them.
Yeah, because we found it had a whole bunch of wounds from that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Didn't we? Yeah.
Yep.
All right.
And then the Skaven were there with those devices measuring whatever.
Do you tell us this?
Tell you what.
Sometimes I don't like Tim.
No, of course I do.
I've played with parties who are like, and I don't tell you that at all.
No, Jerry's very forthright with information and would never hide anything from the party for a long period of time that was important to the plot.
So you've been that character.
No, I know. I'm very well aware I was that character at this table. I learned it from someone else at a different party elsewhere. Like, I tell you nothing.
I remember when you had notes and maps you didn't share with the party in a different game?
No, but I took them all in the correct direction.
That's true.
I was the party leader.
Lucky learned very early in the first 100 episodes that holding on to a piece of information that we thought was super important and ended up being absolute bullshit. There's no point.
Oh my God. What do you mean there's no inheritance?
If only we had the affidavit.
Oh man, if we could just get one of them.
100 episodes later, Bruno's still looking for the affidavit. Idiot.
If the griffin was shot by the lightning intentionally, that implies that they're targeting creatures as opposed to spaces.
I think they're just shooting shit and seeing what happens.
Very likely.
I honestly think that Lucky might be right on that one. Yeah. That is,
you heard it first.
Standard shooting a gun. That's what we do.
Webby said Lucky might be right about
something. Yeah, and he didn't say Jerry was, so.
Someone should get Who's it in Jerry? Writing.
Huh?
Who's Jerry?
I don't know.
All right, so listen, we've got fire, we've got alcohol, so we have pretty good chances with the Death Bag's goblins, but none of us can fly. Shut up, Lucky. So we shouldn't be going into the mountains. Does anyone disagree with this plan?
Well, how are you
going through the goblin territory?
We have to go through the mountains with the goblins.
The goblins are in the mountain territory. It's about whether or not it's the more dangerous path of the fighting path to kill greenskins. We're killing greenskins. That is not an argument. No one here is debating that.
I am. We're not killing them. We're going to.
You're in the minority. You lose. Let's go.
It was literally. Good day, sir. It was their suggestion to not just kill them and give a booze.
You describe, but you are actually the minority.
Wait, who is?
The elf.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's like 1% chance to roll an elf.
Oh, my God.
Sorry.
What a lucky 2%. Roll that was, huh?
Yeah. But, yeah, so we go through the goblin territory, try not to piss them all off and die, and get up there and probably die up there or on the way.
You won't have to make the decision for at least 5 miles of travel.
Okay.
You got a ways to go. Before the Death Bat's territory that you really... as long as they haven't expanded their territory.
Truth be told, we could probably find one of their mining entrances and burrow our way in through one of their back doors.
I have wanted to burrow through a back door for I can't tell you how long, but I was told very specifically, and unfortunately I did agree to this, that we weren't going to go down anymore. We were only going to go up.
That's...
And I'm a man of my word.
That's true. You didn't say that. They made that agreement when they went too far down in the tunnels in Middenheim, and it got real dangerous. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So many rants.
So, yeah, we'll head out tomorrow and we'll make that choice that seems like it's already been made once we get to there.
Cool.
Go team us.
Could I buy, as Green Warden, a couple more arrows from the quartermaster?
No.
Why?
They don't have any arrows.
I have crossbow bolts. That's dumb.
He says you might be able to talk with the Kislevites. They have bows. They might be willing to give or trade some. They're camped just outside of the camp here. They keep to themselves.
No, don't think I want to deal with them.
I will talk to them if you want.
I would love to talk to people.
Just in general.
Just, yeah.
Anybody other than Green Warden and Webby?
What if they are more friends than we could just have? They're out there just waiting.
Honestly, if anybody can get you arrows for like super cheap, or maybe like they will give you arrows and then give you more on top of the arrows, it would be Jerry. He could do it.
I would prefer a full quiver of 12 if you can acquire them.
So if I can't acquire a full quiver of 12, you don't want them?
I have 6. I need 6 more.
Okay. This is a yes or no answer, but yeah, I can try it.
Just even the simplest things are so antagonistic between the two. I love it.
Honestly, I wasn't trying to antagonize him. I was clarifying that I had 6 arrows and only needed 6 more.
That's something even better that he was the one being antagonistic now.
Heavy lifting there, Green Warden.
Uh-huh.
He beating Lucky down so much, he's actually fighting back a little bit.
He doesn't know how to not fight back. Permanent defensive mode.
So Mina and Lucky go talk with the...
I've been working on this fish for years.
Yeah, right.
No.
Go talk to the Ungols.
No, the Kieselvites. We just said this.
Yeah.
Oh, I haven't gotten to talk to an uncle in so long.
Yeah. You haven't talked about an uncle in so long either.
I know. It hurts my heart.
Yeah.
Talking about him?
Yeah. You know, I miss him. Sees that.
Like, you miss Sees that?
A little bit. It was not so cold there. You know, we did not have winters like this, and like Uncle Chet would hate it here because then he would have to wear a shirt. So.
That was really good.
So yeah, let's go over and talk to the dams.
All right, so you can find their little camp, a couple minute walk. Like south, just outside of the picket camp, and you can hear them. At this point, it's, you know, probably dark, since it was dusk before all this conversation, and you hear them just kind of talking. You can they're talking in Kieselvite, so you know, nobody knows that word. And as you get close to the place, give me an average perception test.
7 positive.
Wow.
I got 4 positive.
So as you you walk up to them, they're having a good time. They're laughing. A couple guys are like dancing around or whatever. And it smells strongly of alcohol.
Nice. All right.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'm trying to approach as, you know, friendly as possible, letting them know that we're coming and all that. Is there like a guy?
Yeah, Tyler. We'll meet you. You've talked with him before. And he's just, he's got a bottle in his hand, and he's like, "My friends, how can I help you?"
"Hey, man, how are you doing?"
"Quite well."
"I didn't see you, man. So I couldn't help but oversmell the absolutely glorious aroma, and I was curious if maybe y'all were up for a little bit of bartering."
"Bartering?"
"Bartering.
Sounds like a good time."
"I figured it might be."
"What are you looking to barter?"
"Booze and arrows."
"Which are you looking for?"
"Yes. What do you mean?"
"Oh, I thought you had booze, wanted arrows, or you had arrows and wanted booze."
"No, I want both."
"I see. Why did you come here?"
"Well, them bitches at the picket only use bolts, and none of their booze smells anywhere near as good as what's happening up here."
"You can smell it from the camp?"
"No, but listen, I got quite a sniffer. As soon as I got even close, I was like, oh, shit."
"So you came here for arrows,
mm-hmm,
and then happened to smell the kvass?"
"Yeah."
"Okay.
That's true. Yes.
Between me and you,
mm-hmm,
we don't have any kvass."
"No."
"Thanks."
"Understood. We're here for arrows."
"Yes."
"Yes. What do you have to trade?"
"Gold?"
"Could do. Not as useful here, but..."
"Is there anything you're looking for?"
"Basically living in the wilderness. Do you have anything to offer?"
"A friend."
I love how you cracked immediately.
"A friend."
"Actually,
so cute.
Yes, I do. I have a couple finer things that actually might not make it feel like home, but would certainly be a treat here."
"Oh, listening."
"I have some finer chocolates and rose water and truffle."
"Chocolate?"
"Yeah."
"What is chocolate?"
"Oh my goodness, have you never had any?"
"I've never heard this word before."
"Oh."
"Consider it a delicate dessert that is both creamy, rich, and pleasantly bitter."
"And like..."
"I'm intrigued."
"It's solid on your hand. You put it in your mouth, melts into a liquid."
"It melts in your mouth, but not in your hand?"
"Yeah."
"Well, don't let her mislead you. It can melt in your hand too, so you do have to be careful with it. But
I couldn't help myself with that one.
That was too easy.
And I don't know how into partying and things that definitely aren't here you are, but some dry goods to help you have a fun evening.
Dry goods?
Mm-hmm. Like a chewable one. Maybe you chew on it for a bit. And...
let's start with this chocolate. Can sure. I? Could I try a small sample?
You can try a small sample. And yeah, I shave off a little piece.
He's like, you Imperials are not bad people. And he takes it and he's like, how much of this do you have?
I have not like a ton, but...
this is incredible.
Dude, you put it in, I don't know if you drink coffee or whatnot, but you can put that in a lot of different things to make it even better.
You can put it into like rolls and bake it?
I just want to eat it like this.
Yeah, I mean, why jump the shark, I guess, but...
how many arrows did you need?
Six. specifically six.
He's like, looks around, he's like, he just like grabs six out of a quiver.
And actually, Mina did say I'd come with way more than she wanted, so one or two extra, whatever garbage you got around. But, and then, yeah, some of that, what'd you call it?
Kvass.
Kvass.
Yes.
Would I be able to try some of that?
Sure.
Okay.
He hands you the bottle that he had, has in his hand.
Yeah, I'll take a really tiny baby swig.
You're immediately completely wasted.
Probably.
Because you live off broth. Mm-hmm. And are like a wet piece of paper.
I mean, I am used to a liquid diet.
So, yeah, Kvass.
He's photosynthetic.
He's too pale to be photosynthetic.
I'm cured, effectively, from the inside from just the salt of the broth. Yeah.
It's... give me a... hard minus 20 consume alcohol test.
I got this.
So Kvass is made from distilling goat's milk.
Two. So five success levels.
Wow. Okay. So you take a little sip. It's strong. So you said it's made from malt, rye, or wheat flour, boiling water. They call it sour milk.
That's my jam.
Or Kvass. And it's also, they have goats here as well. You hear them bleeding and whatnot. And, you know, they use that as well in it. And like, it's good, but it's strong.
Yeah. Yeah, this is exactly what, yes, I am so happy I came up here for arrows. Yes.
Yes, we have plenty of arrows to trade.
That's, yeah, yep, yeah, I will, yeah, all my chocolate is yours. Yeah, let's do this. This is fantastic. I'm so happy I came up here. This is incredible.
I am as well. Takes another piece of chocolate. Yeah.
So between this and gold to carry the rest of it, how much can you part with? Or I guess you got a source right here, seems like.
No. Any winks again?
Of arrows. And... you know, be sure we're heading out in the morning. This stuff's not going to be in the camp or around, so like there's no worry in there.
Even better. Pint of spirits is 2 silver, more like wine. He would want the equivalent of, because this is like a, you know, like a local delicacy.
Yeah.
Kind of thing. So he'll sell it to you by the bottle. They have like a little distillery thing here, but you know, they bottle it right away. It keeps for quite a while, especially if it stays cold, which is not a problem here. But
what? It's not warmer in the mountains?
Right. He wants 4 silver per bottle equivalent.
Okay. All right. Yeah, well, I'll buy a case of it.
How much chocolate do you have?
I think it's just a big thing of fancy chocolates.
Was it like one, like a bar, like a big chunk of chocolate, or was it, I can't quite remember. I know you bought it in Mindenheim. We were thinking like little individual, like chocolate, like fancy little chocolates in like a tray.
Yeah.
Okay. I definitely don't remember how much that was.
I'm not super interested in an equivalent exchange. This is to get a bunch of booze, make them happy, get the arrows for Green Warden, and just make them my friend.
You say it like that, and it sounds so sad.
He's all right. Desperate. These are the one group that he's met so far that Green Warden and Webby can't kill.
Well, they could, but...
I mean, but they're not
probably... Not without consequences.
Yeah.
So yeah, he'll give you a case, like a box with six bottles in it.
Yeah.
For the chocolate. He'll give you the six arrows, no problem.
Okay. And a couple extra, because it was said that I would do more than what you need.
Okay, so he gives you 10 arrows.
Nice.
And he'll take, like, 2 silver.
That's it?
In addition to the chocolate.
Okay.
Chocolate seems to be worth a lot to him.
Yeah.
He likes it a lot.
That's valid.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you did say fine wine, and then you said fine chocolate. It feels really equivalent, mm-hmm. honestly.
Right. I honestly, when I bought that stuff for a date that never happened because you fucking left town, I probably spent a decent amount on it. So,
could you imagine, though, being like, in well into your adult life and then experiencing like a good chocolate for the first time? This is like German chocolate.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm. I was thinking about the chocolate fudge we were eating and going, that's not high quality chocolate. But if you're stuck up on the mountains, yes, it is.
Right?
I didn't eat any kind of chocolate.
And like, he's never experienced that before. So
I'm so glad I looked at that. Oh,
I was wondering what you might trade. Like, he would take money, but
yeah,
they like to trade more, like something like not useful like that, but that will make their night even better.
I'm glad because Mina's got a blue glass eye.
I was ready for Lucky to offer a bag of eyeballs.
Oh, well, yeah, no. I do have a
glass eye.
I do not remember. I remember I was adamant that I needed this glass eye. Don't know why. I have Beastman mouth juice, which I remember I got that from, like, the mounted Beastman
head. Yeah, that was way back in Castle von Wittgenstein.
I have a silver flask. I have a red ring of fire. I have a skull necklace.
A red ring of fire.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I have an elephant figurine.
I mean, if that red ring of fire helps you cast fire, this could be very helpful.
No, it like protects.
I think it's like protection from fire. Yeah.
Lame. Although it could work. You could light yourself on fire wearing a protection ring of fire and then not be hurt by it, but still be on fire and then hug a troll.
Yeah. I'll never get rid of my elephant figurine.
Yeah, I was like, I have one bird brain left. I got some makeup and rouge. I want a Kurt's clubbed fingers. I got itching powder. I got a gurk, mage leaf. Reynald's Delight.
A gurk? Oh, that was one of the drugs, right?
Yeah.
Some weird stuff.
It's an inhalant.
Oh. You're able to get your hands on some nice, strong intoxicants.
Awesome.
Case of bottles of it. Not the easiest to transport, but not impossible by any means. Especially with 5 of you.
I figured everyone has a bottle on them in case they need it.
Right, spread it out a bit. You get some arrows for Green Warden, so now you've got 10 more, assuming you give them right to her, which...
It's an assumption, for sure.
I was about to ask,
I was waiting
how many
to see.
Do you give her? Do you give her any?
Lucky has a bow, too, so...
I do.
Look at all these extra arrows I have for my bow!
That's why people consider me an elf all the time, because I'm so pretty, and I have a bow, and drink broth. So pretty much all the things elves do.
I don't drink broth.
Oh, you eat it? You like freeze it first?
No.
Ah.
Frozen broth.
What do you cook your meat in? What do you make soups out of?
Vegetables.
And vegetables make?
Stew.
Which is made up of? Thick broth.
Wait, I think we've established Green Warden's vegetarian.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. She loves broth. She just doesn't want to tell me it.
Vegetable broth.
Yeah, vegetable broth.
She doesn't often make a fire, so she doesn't often make broth.
Fair. So you got a map. You got 2 different ways to go after a few miles into the mountains.
Got a bunch of goat rum chata.
You got goat rum chata. Oh, he also...
No, wait, how many arrows do you offer?
How many do you need?
She asked for 6.
I got 6, and I have extras if you need them.
How much?
10 total, I think. The 6 you wanted, and then 4 more.
She pulls out 10 silver.
For what?
How much for the arrows?
Oh, 4 of them? Nothing. You said to go get them. I got them for you. You're running low on arrows or whatever.
She gives you a look, but accepts them.
Okay. Like,
this is what he does. This is what he does.
Respect point for Lucky.
Oh.
Oh. I forgot in the moment, also, when you leave... with the Kisavites, he says, wait, you should take one of these as well.
Okay.
And he hands Mina a rope, and on the other end of it is a goat. We'll see you next time in 305.
Have a good.
I didn't have to pull it out of my pocket or not.
Yeah.
Very useful for traveling in the mountains. Source of meat, source of milk, and you might be able to feed it to something that wants to eat you instead.
That's right. Nobody can eat Tylek Jr.
Guess who has a short-term motivation for freeing animals?